Today's podcast, a court declares a man named Koi Seletu wrongly convicted of the rape and murder of a woman in a public toilet in Hoha nearly 2 decades after his execution. On December 15th, the Inner Mongolia High People's Court reversed a ruling on charges of rape and murder for which a young man was sentenced to death 18 years ago. Parents of Koi Seletu, who was executed in June 1996, were notified of the ruling which found him not guilty, and Zhao Jianping, vice president of the Inner Mongolia High People's Court, extended an apology to the family over the egregious mistakes made by law enforcement leading to the young man's execution. Zhao also delivered 30,000 yuan in condolence money to the family on behalf of Hu Yifeng, president of the High Court, and promised further compensation. Via their lawyer, relatives of Koi Seletu said that the family will continue to press for compensation from the government for the trauma they've endured over the years. Koi Seletu, then 18, was convicted on May 23, 1996, for raping and killing a woman inside a toilet at a textile plant in Hohhot. According to court transcripts, police were able to extract a confession within 48 hours of interrogation, which became the basis of his conviction. Koi Seletu, known also as Hu Jiltu, insisted he was innocent, but was executed on June 10th, 62 days after the murder. The controversial sentencing was again brought under intense public scrutiny 9 years later when police captured Zhao Zhihong, a serial rapist and murderer who confessed to several rapes and murders, including the 1996 toilet stall rape murder in Hohhot. Koi Seletu's parents had petitioned to various authorities and media outlets over perceived injustice in his conviction, to no avail until last year, when the Inner Mongolia High Court completed a review of Koi Seletu's case and concluded it had been mishandled. The case was later referred to Inner Mongolia's Party Committee and the Supreme People's Court in Beijing, which led to a decision late last month by the region's High Court to reopen the case. For Caixin Online, this is Diana Bates. Thank you.